Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Christmas Eve Tuesday, December 24th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we won't be on the air tomorrow. Our engineer, Devin Lawrence, has programmed, downloaded, and has put our commercials into Jerry Stewart's Christmas Day show. If you've never heard Jerry Stewart for our holidays, he always does a show for us, 4th of July, Labor Day, Christmas. We're excited and we're so thankful, Devin, doing that for us. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. Interesting little development that came out yesterday afternoon. And I got a text message from MERS News Service when it broke. I get text alerts on my phone from them when anything happens in Lansing that I think you guys need to know about. Well, yesterday afternoon, Democrat State Representative Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, the one that the Republicans were applauding for her not staying in caucus with the Democrats, Gary, I will get you that information at the next break, sir. I'm sorry, I just saw your text. I'll give it to you at the next break. He's asking for Stacy's phone number for the laser pain treatment. I'll give you that right now, Gary, without texting it to you. Stacy can be reached at 231-627-4300. And on the stem cells, just go to truckerrandyhealth.com, one word on the website, and there's a link there right up by my left ear, the fat Trucker Randy photo, 300 pounds, XXX shirt. There's a, I believe it's an orange link, and you can just click on that to learn more and then give Missy's office a call down in Battle Creek, and they'll be able to take care of you. But I'll send you the information during the break. Okay, back to the story. Karen Whitsitt told MERS News Service yesterday afternoon that she'd be willing to go back to vote in the House before the end of the year if she could get a promise from Governor Gretchen Whitmer that she would sign a few bills and make it a priority to do something after New Year's with the new Speaker of the House, Richmond Township Republican Matt Hall. Minority leader right now, he's going to be the majority leader because you folks voted for the Republicans. You flipped four Democrat seats to Republicans. Now they have the Republican majority, 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats. Well, Matt Hall goes from minority leader to majority leader, Speaker of the House, on January 2nd. Karen Whitsitt said, if Governor Gretchen Whitmer would promise that she would sign a public safety bill, violence prevention fund, water affordability, and provide $400 million in supplemental spending for her Detroit public schools, and promised to work with the new Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, on dealing with the tipped wage law as soon as they get back to Lansing in January. She said that she would be willing to come back and vote before December 30th. Well, At this point, though, the five-day rule that states a bill cannot become a law until it has been in each chamber of the legislature for 5 days would prevent this legislative progress from happening. However, there are options for moving bills that have passed one chamber but not the other. And her bills could be used via these other strategies. But all the possibilities would require some serious heavy lifting from behind-the-scenes staffers that are basically on holiday and require 56 state representatives to show up, all Democrats, I'm assuming, all 20 of the Democrat state senators, and, of course, the governor, to get behind this work, this agenda, this process. In other words, this would take a Christmas miracle. But if that miracle came true, Whitsitt, Karen Whitsitt, Democrat state representative from Detroit, said she'd be amendable to voting for other policies that otherwise would die in the House only if she gets this promise from the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. A promise, Karen? A promise. No, I'm sorry, Karen. You need it in writing. An if-then scenario. Hypotheses, I believe. If you do this, then I will do this. Put it in writing, have the governor sign it. You sign it. A written agreement cast in stone that could be published in newspapers to hold this woman accountable. Do not accept a promise from the governor. If you're willing to pass public safety, violence prevention fund, water affordability, $400 million for Detroit public schools, and agree to work in January with the new speaker, Matt Hall, to fix the tip wage law, if she signs it, then let's see if they can bring everybody back probably next week. Because what you're looking at, if you look at the calendar, folks, actually they might have to come back on Thursday and Friday of this week, the days after Christmas. Because Monday and Tuesday is December 30th and December 31st. And at midnight on December 31st, it's over. You don't get to pull any maneuvers. You don't get to do anything. Last week of the scheduled voting for the House, Whitsitt added tipped wage law to fix that and make some changes to the paid sick leave law to her list of requests. But now she says she's willing to wait for that to be policy priority in January of 2025. Realizing there's just basically no way they're going to be able to fix it. It's going to take a lot of debate, a lot of arm twisting, but this is something she wants. Whitsitt went on to say, someone that works for the governor told her they could agree to three things she was asking for. Whitsitt said, every one of those are black issues. Something that she's extremely disappointed in black Speaker of the House currently, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit. He's from my area. He has the same color as me and many of our constituents. Why did he not get these things done in the regular session? No, he waits until the lame duck and then it falls apart. I'm not happy. My constituents are not happy, and I'm not happy with the speaker. Period, said Whitsitt. She also specified that hearing it from both Speaker Joe Tate and Majority Floor Leader Abraham Ayesh of Hamtramck would not be enough for her to trust that the bill she's looking for, House Bill 4605, 4606, 5088, 5089, 5090, 5901, 5902, and 5093. And a funding supplemental for Detroit Public Schools would all have to be put on the agenda for an actual vote. Well, Ayesh, the majority floor leader from Hamtramck, told MERS News Service that Rule 15 of the joint rules of the Senate and the House states that the majority leader of the Senate and the Speaker of the House can convene either or both chambers anytime if it's considered an emergency. When asked if he sees this as a possibility, he says, well, the rules do allow for it. However, Whitsitt said Joe Tate isn't even talking to her. Tate, the speaker, and Ayesh aren't talking. And when Ayesh talks to Karen Whitsitt, he negotiates things that then Tate, the Speaker of the House, doesn't honor. In other words, he says things and makes promises that the Speaker does not live up to. Do you see the type of dysfunction that the Democrats have right now in their caucus? A majority floor leader, second basically in command to the Speaker of the House, making promises to state representatives that the speaker then does not follow through on. And this guy wants to be mayor of the city of Detroit, which Karen Whitsitt totally opposes. She's supporting another candidate, former state representative Fred Durhall. I know Fred. I ate Chinese buffet with him in Lansing, right off of Michigan Avenue, about 3-4 blocks over from the Capitol back in 2012 when we were passing right to work. Sharp dresser, smooth talking Fred. Well, he's going to be running for mayor, and that's who I believe Karen Whitsitt is going to endorse and support. We'll wrap this little negotiation sausage making story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two on this Christmas Eve show. Kind of an interesting little dynamic going on. State Representative Karen Whitsitt playing hardball with Speaker of the House Joe Tate in the final week of the lame duck session. Even though the rules allow it, question will be whether Joe Tate would be willing to call an emergency session of 56 state representatives, I would assume all Democrats. Why? The Republicans aren't going to come back. Unless he implemented the call to the House, which gives them police powers to go out and literally have police escort the Republicans back into session on bills they're not going to vote for anyway, would be a complete waste of time and resources. And really tick off the Republicans if he did that, because they're in the majority starting January 2nd. They are in the majority. Matt Hall goes from minority leader to majority leader and Speaker of the House. Joe Tate hands him the gavel. It's over. You want to tick off the Republicans right before they take over control of the House? Call them back in the session between Christmas and New Year's. Some of them, I don't even think, are in the state right now. I think some of them, if I was a state rep, I wouldn't be at home. As soon as we were out of there on Friday, that last Friday, we would have been on a plane going somewhere where it was warm. Make arrangements for Mr. Snoop to be staying with family members, and Vicky and I'd be on a plane and we'd be on a beach absolutely getting suntanned. I don't even know if there's any Republicans even in the state of Michigan right now. Well, here's the other final segment on this little story. All of the promises that were made, Karen Whitsitt is saying that the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, made to her early in the year did not come true. He did not keep his word. One of the examples Whitsitt said is that she was told that there would be votes for the water affordability package, which turned out not to be true. Even though she was told this by Ayesh, the majority floor leader from Hamtramck, even though the Speaker had called the House, basically forcing the reps to come back. She was told that the bill that she wanted would not be on the agenda as she was entering the building. Even though there weren't enough votes for the water affordability bill, Whitsitt said that whoever said State Representative Peter Herzberg, Democrat of Westland, was the holdup owes him an apology. He had a wonderful amendment. And then he was a yes. Whitsitt said had they taken up his Democratic amendment, the bill would have had even more support. She said she thinks that even a couple of Republicans with that amendment would have voted for it. But it didn't happen. Now, what am I talking about? Water affordability package. This is basically, they wanted originally people who pay their water bills, especially in Detroit, to pay $2 into a fund that would be set up and managed to help low-income people or people perhaps who lost their jobs, unemployed, senior citizens, people who could not afford to pay their water bill in the city of Detroit. This fund would pay their water bill for them. Well, they didn't have support for it. The amendment would have changed it from a $2 donation to a $1 donation. Put a buck into the kitty, into the hat, for people who can't even pay their water bill. And it would have eliminated water shutoffs. Not just in Detroit, but the entire state of Michigan. Municipalities should not have the right to turn off your water for you simply not paying your water bill. Well, Randy, if you don't pay your water bill, what's their ability to collect? It's very simple. You put it on the property taxes. It's a delinquent bill, obligation. You put it on the property taxes. They pay their property taxes. The water bill is paid. And after 3 years of not paying your property taxes, your property's going to tax sale. Unless we get rid of property taxes, Carla Wagner's Ax My Tax effort that we're going to be a part of in the spring. But that's how you deal with it. You don't shut people's water off for a $100 water bill. I'm sorry, but people, if they're down and out and they can't afford their water bill, you're going to basically turn off their water and they can't have water to drink, cook with, take a shower, a bath? Cruel and unusual collection process, in my opinion. Now, of course, we up here in northern Michigan, many of us have our own wells. We don't have to worry about this, but it is a real thing, folks, in the cities of this state. But that's what she wanted, and she didn't get it. Let's see what they do in January with new Republican control. I think Matt Hall is going to work with Karen Whitsitt. That's my prediction. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open.